Before lockdown, we had home groups. We studied Philippians, and this lived with me through lockdown, these verses in Philippians about be anxious for nothing. And I knew in January, if I was going to speak again, Hebron Church, I was going to speak about this anxiety and these verses. And then David Cork stood up here and said, I've been to the conference at Harrogate, and Glyn Barrett, the leader of the movement, said that the major issue facing the country today is anxiety. Wow, anxiety. It's a major thing, isn't it? It's a major thing affecting society today, anxiety. And I looked at some figures, and the figures were interesting. These figures were taken from the mentalhealth.org thing, so the official figures. And they're quite frightening, really. It says that 19.8% of the UK's population reported high levels of anxiety during 2018-19, before COVID. That's one in five people suffering from high levels of anxiety. It said that after COVID, it went up in COVID, it's down slightly, but 22.5% of population in the UK report high levels of anxiety last year. Whoa. That's high levels of anxiety. And from July to September last year, almost 60% of people experienced low or very low levels of anxiety. That's a lot of people, isn't it? It affects everybody. It affects Christians, non-Christians alike. Anxiety. It's a major issue. And help's available. It's good we're talking about this more and more, isn't it? I came on a course with Aqua and Nelly in that room over there. We studied about emotional well-being. It's a good course. Doctors can help us if we have anxiety. That's really good. We've got videos to help us. We did in home groups. Julie Keir from Audacious gave some talks. She's, what do you call her now? A psychotherapist to help us with these issues. So it's good to have the medical profession helping us with these things. But the thing is, we who follow Jesus have a weapon which people don't have out there. That is prayer. We have the Lord Jesus Christ to help us. And so we've got a great help, a helper. So I want to speak about anxiety. And I think it's good to realize that this is a real issue. And our God is real. And if our God is real, he can help us with real issues. So, I'm going to look at this. Keep calm and pray. That was my title. I typed that in the internet and got that title. It's a book. It's a book called that. And then yesterday, there was a highly significant sporting event took place yesterday. And the title was, Keep Calm. Keep Calm. That's right. It didn't say pray, but keep calm. So it's keeping calm. I want to think about being calm today. Being calm. And, you know, it works now. Ollie and my family know that if I go to an airport, am I a calm person, Ollie? No. I can get very worked up. And I've noticed in myself, as I've got older, I've become more anxious. I become more anxious about things. And near an airport, I start freaking out. And I'm not good at airports, but I've been trying to apply God's word to my situations in the last few months, I would say. And it works. God's word does actually work. And I found myself in airports just relaxed. Been around the world, man, and I didn't freak out. That's good for me, yeah. So keep calm and pray. I want to look at these verses in Philippians, famous verses which we know very well. It'd be great. I like what David Cork does when he says, let's pray together. Oh, sorry, I'm very rude. David Cork's preaching over in Milner right now. Lord, help David preach right now because he needs it. Yeah, with David. Thank you very much, Lord. Yeah, I like what David does. Ask us to read the verses together. It's good, isn't it, rather than someone read to us. Let's all read this together, shall we? This is Philippians chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. Okay, together. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. think about such things. Thank you. So I'm outside this apartment in a place called Honolulu. I've lost my phone. We can't get in because I've printed off the wrong sheet with a number, the code for the house. Oh, dear me. Do you know what? I didn't freak out because I remained calm. And God answered a prayer. And this, it's not a technique, but it's something which I reflected on, this idea of being calm. And I tell you, it works. It's not a theory. It works. So, this doesn't work. Calm, an acrostic, C-A-L-M, being calm. C stands for celebrate. We've read those verses then. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. It's okay for Paul to write that. He was there on a beach in Barbados with a fine cigar and a cocktail and a pretty girl by his side. No, Paul was in a stinking Roman prison when he wrote that. He was not on holiday. He was in a disgusting place. And he said, rejoice. You're in prison. Rejoice in the Lord. I will say it again. Rejoice. Because Paul said to rejoice in the Lord. Now, if we rejoice in other things, the problem is it doesn't work. I rejoice in my job. I'm made redundant. My marriage, it fails. My family, my kids run away. My health, I get ill. My sports team, we get relegated. My wealth, it all goes in a financial crash. My church, it disintegrates. My pastor, so many Christian leaders the last year have failed, haven't they? Trusting, the Christian leaders, goodness me, it's horrific. Circumstances, things, rejoice in those. The temporary, they won't last. They'll send you crashing down. We rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I'll say it again, rejoice. Do you know why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Oh, good evening. So,
one second.
Stay calm. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to this. I wrote a list down this week, just at random, a list. Fantastic, this. Rejoice in the Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He rules. He's in charge. He's our creator. He knows us inside out. He is the one. He is one with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. He's our Father. We're his children. He died on the cross to forgive us our sins. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He fills us with his Holy Spirit. He's on our side. He is for us, not against us. He's in heaven now, praying for us and preparing a place for us. He is the good shepherd. He is the door to the sheepfold. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. He is the vine. He is the resurrection and the life. He conquered death and is alive forevermore. He is holy. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He's approachable. He understands our human weaknesses. He's our high priest. He's our rescuer, our savior. Sets us free from our sins and our addictions. He is a prayer answering God. He's a mighty warrior. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is our guide, our provider, our encourager, our protector, our healer. He's a promise keeper. He's faithful. He is trustworthy. He will never, ever let us down. He's our rock, our unshakable foundation. He is full of grace and truth. He was dead, but now is alive. And the good news is he's coming again. See, if we rejoice in these things, our focus is on the Lord straight away. Our circumstances, our problems. And those are just some things I wrote down. Straight away you can just thank God in a situation. Just thank, celebrate, rejoice in the Lord always. You've got something which causes anxiety. At school, your teacher tells you off for not doing good geography homework. Rejoice in the Lord, just thank you. A couple of things. You're in a serious problem. You get bad news from your doctor. A bad diagnosis. Think about the Lord. Celebrate. So C stands for celebrate. Just two or three of these things. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're in charge. Thank you, the Almighty God. You know me. Thank you, my Savior, my comforter, my guide. So the first C stands for celebrate. Okay? Okay, clever clogs. What does A ask for? What A stand for? Sorry. Ask. I'm sorry. I got it wrong, didn't I? Very poor, very poor. Sack me, please. A is ask. We ask. Paul says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We can ask God for things. We can pray to God anytime, can't we? In a situation, you can ask an arrow prayer, just a bullet prayer, Lord. The best prayer in the Bible for me is when Peter's sinking. He says, Lord, save me. Brilliant prayer. Lord, save me. A little short prayer. We can ask for things. It's funny, though, how when something negative happens to us, prayer is often the last resort, not our first port of call. It's funny how when something negative happens to us, prayer is often the last resort, not the first port of call. When you feel rough, what do? You pray about it or do you ring the doctor straight away? Interesting. What do we do? First port of call should always be to ask prayer. Now, Jesus says something about this. He said this in the Sermon on the Mount. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? Nobody. Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Nobody. Nobody. If you, though, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Wow, ask. And it says ask, and it shall be given to you. And the idea behind this is not one-off ask, but to keep on asking. Sometimes we can ask one-off. We keep on asking for things. Sometimes we should ask and ask and ask for things. Keep on asking. He will answer. His way, not our way. His time, not our time. Lord, give me patience and give it me now. No, bad prayer. No, it's his time. And James warns us about asking for things. Sometimes we ask, but we don't ask at all. Then if we ask wrong motives. James says this in James chapter 1. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed about. We ask in faith, believing that God hears our prayer and answers our prayer. So we must first of all ask. We must ask in faith. And also James says in James chapter 4, you don't have because you don't ask God. When you ask, you don't receive. Why? Because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Lord, give me a new Ferrari, please, and give Ollie a Tesla car. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I claim that in your name. Thank you. Prayer, which might be a little bit OTT because it's about me and my needs, and my fancy wish list. But obviously, when we ask in faith, in believing that God will answer us. Pray honestly with the right motive. And don't be frightened of praying silly prayers. Some simple prayers are the best prayers to answer. Not, oh Lord, we pray thou wilt bless us mightily. No, just talk to God from your heart. Just honestly, he's your Father. Ask him for simple things. Ask him in faith and he will hear. He hears. Also it says, ask with thanksgiving. Now, if you're negative about things, you're feeling a bit low, why don't you thank God for a couple of things? Thanks for the lovely sunshine. Thanks for my dinner, a jam butty. Thank you. Just thank God for a few things you're going to have. And straight away, that negativity can go as well. So A is for ask. Okay, clever clogs. L. You won't get this one, will you not? L stands for what? Love? No. Learning? No. L stands for this. Leave. Leave it with God. Ha ha. Leave it with God. Leave it with God. I left church in August last year in my car. Lovely, lovely hot Sunday. Went home to site with Jill. Fieldhouse Road. Psh, my foot on the clutch. What's happened here? Oh, pulled in. Rang the A up. Went under a tree for some shade for about an hour. The A came. I thought, simple this, there'll be a little cable to put in for me. Oh, serious problem, clutch is gone. So he told me to the Whitworth Bar garage, where I've been for the last 30 years, left it outside, and he rang me. Sorry, David, serious job this, it needs a whole new clutch, engine's going to be taken out of it. And it was a four-figure bill. It was terrible. Well, you know what I did? I left it in the garage. I didn't say, right, I'll just come and watch you at work now. It's a problem in my car. Oh, what's he doing now? Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. I spent 3 days in the garage watching the mechanics deal with the car. No, I didn't. I left it with the mechanics, and 3 days later, I got a nice bill, and I got a car which works. But leave it with the problem. Leave the problem there. Don't carry it with you. It says, our problem is that we pray, we don't trust that God has heard us. We pray and don't trust that God's heard us. He hears us. He's willing to answer. So why don't we let go of the problem? Let go of the problems with God. We still keep asking, but that problem, give it to God. Don't believe me? Ask Andy. Big problem there. 2 weeks ago, we prayed. What happened, Andy? Fantastic. A real serious problem. And through prayer, giving it to God, the answer came. Leave it with God. He is able. Don't stay anxious. Leave it with God. He is able to do far more than we can ever ask or imagine. He is able to do far more than we can ever ask or imagine. How good is that? He's able. Guys, we've got a supernatural God, a supernatural faith. We live a supernatural life. It's supernatural. It says this. This is weird, this. Off the wall, this. It's totally supernatural. It says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. You can't fathom this out. It's supernatural. It's from God. Will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Leave it with him. We can trust him. He's trustworthy. God's trustworthy. And final one is M. You're thinking, aren't you? More. How do you like it? No. Hard one. Well, it carries on in verse 8 of Philippians 4, and it says that M is meditate. Think about these things. Meditate. Focus on these things. Paul says this. He's there in this nasty, stinking jail. He says this: whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Again, confession time. Not very often, but once, twice a year, I get into a bit of a pit. I see negative things about myself, the church, everybody, my family, Bolton Wanderers. I don't know, you get in a pit, everything goes, and then I tend to go like this. I stop talking to Jill, and I go, I'm like this. And Jill always kicks me and tells me off. And I carry, but it's easy for me to do that, because I'm worrying, I'm thinking about bad things, negative things. My family's a bad thing. I'm thinking about bad things, you see. And I realise that's stupid. Because it says whatever is, these things are all positive, wonderful things, aren't they? Truth, being noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent. These are good things to think about. Focus on these good things. It doesn't say, think about these things. Worry, injustice, fear, defeat, addiction, insecurity, failure, shame, pity, hurt, and pain. Think about these things. No. Think about these things. This is God's word. Think about these things. Meditate on them. It's horrible what you're seeing on the news about Ukraine, and you're seeing a war. But as a war happens every day in our lives, the battlefield of our mind. And if we let these negative thoughts, if we let the negativity kick in, we go down all the time. It's possible, I believe, to almost train your thoughts to be positive. When you're feeling negative, not to do this, but to celebrate what God's done for us, who He is, and to think about good things, not negative things. I said before that I've experienced this when I've potentially had a minefield, and potentially I could have completely, but stayed calm, literally, using this. And I remember outside this door in the sixth floor of a block of flats, it's an Airbnb in Honolulu, just saying, thank you, Lord, who you are. You're in charge of this situation. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're my Saviour. Well, I'm asking you now for help. Can I find my phone, Lord? And can I get the number that's in this apartment? I don't want to sleep all night on this kind of outside place here. And Lord, I'm leaving this with you now. And Lord, I believe you. Meditate on that, Lord, that I believe you're answering our prayer. Within minutes, my phone was there. And then Jill, very cleverly, because she's a woman, she's clever, and I'm not, okay. She said, check on the other email address you have on your phone. And there it was, the code, bliss. We got into this apartment. And that's just an example, I'm on. But God's word is true. Don't relegate your experience. Sorry, don't relegate God's word to your experience. Promote God's word and it become reality in our lives. So I hope this has been something which we can, a practical talk really. I'm not decrying anything regarding medical profession or anything, books to read about conditions of anxiety, but we've got a fantastic weapon, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which we can apply to our lives in the real world. So when you go home tonight and your wife's burnt the chicken, and tomorrow at work your boss gives you a vile time, or you get sold off by your teacher because you've been naughty or whatever, seriously, apply God's Word. So once again, C stands for... Celebrate. A stands for ask. L stands for leave it with him. And M stands for... It'd be superb now, I think, if we just once more read this together. And I pray, Lord, now that we just see you, Lord Jesus, you alone. And Lord, I pray, apply this word to our hearts that we become overcomers in this area of anxiety. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. One last time, let's just pray this into our bodies. Let's declare this to be the truth, God's word, written in a stinking Roman prison by this chap who's going to die very soon. And he said these fantastic words. Okay, here we go. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.